Republican Senator Ron Johnson applauds President Obama's move to send 300 military advisors in part to protect Americans already there.
I'm glad he said that. We certainly want to make sure that the men and women that have been, you know, left behind and been serving in Iraq are safe. But this is a mess.
And Johnson thinks Obama caused that mess by not leaving a stabilizing American military force in Iraq. In an email statement, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says there is no U.S. military solution for Iraq, so sending Secretary of State John Kerry there to try to hash out a diplomatic solution is a good idea. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse agrees combat troops should not return.
That would be a devastatingly bad move. What we're dealing with now in Iraq is no different than what is happening throughout the entire region. This is a classic Sunni-Shia sectarian fight that's going on. It's been going on for centuries.
While Johnson believes the situation in Iraq is a threat to national security and he isn't ruling out targeted bombing with Iraqi consent, he thinks the solution has to be political.
The only thing we have going for us is that it's such a desperate situation that the Shia just might agree to a true coalition government. Maybe we can put this Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm not overly optimistic, but I certainly want to give the president the opportunity to do so.
Kind says ultimately the fate of Iraq needs to be in the hands of Iraqis.
They have to basically decide whether they love their children's future more than they hate each other. And I don't think they've made that decision yet.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.